Why I love you. The way you hold my hand, your laughing eyes, the way you understand your secret sighs, they're all part of 16 reasons why I love
you. And Brian McTavish is here, senior writer for Thinking Bigger Business Media, Connie Stevens. That's Connie Stevens.
Connie.
She'll be here next week. So she'll be sitting in your chair next week.
You always get the big interviews.
Yes, yes, we do.
No kidding. Yeah, Connie Stevens, part of...
She sang, too?
Oh, my God.
I've lost track.
What didn't she do?
I don't know.
And what doesn't she do?
Yeah.
Connie Stevens, that was a number one hit for Connie back in 1961 when she was a virtual child. She is appearing.
She is.
Yes. In Miracle on South Division Street, a stage comedy at the New Theater Restaurant, which is up and running tonight as well as through this weekend. It's the opening week. And, you know, I look at Connie's bio, and it's like, who didn't she know and who didn't?
She's one of those. She knew them all, all the greats.
She was discovered by Jerry Lewis.
Really?
So the story goes.
Did not know this.
When she was part of a little singing group called The Foremost, she left that group to seek and gain her own fame. And the Foremost, those three guys turned out to be the Lettermen. They didn't do too bad
after
she left. Right.
Wow.
So Connie burst up on the scene in the early 60s on a show called Hawaiian Eye. We were just little toddlers at that time. That was a very popular detective TV show. She was Cricket Blake, skyrocketed to fame, became known as The Face. And she did and still does have quite a face there.
Yes, she does.
As well as other attributes, I'm sure. She was Neil Simon's Star Spangled Girl in the 1970s. But I like to reflect on that early 60s, that kind of pre-Beatles time when she had, you know, this 16 Reasons song. Only 16 Reasons Why She Loves Me? I think she can do better. But here's the other one, the novelty song. This was even maybe more popular, though it didn't quite reach the number one spot. Kooky Kooky, Lend Me Your Comb, a duet with Ed Kooky Burns, who was one of the stars of the TV series 77 Sunset Strip.
Where do
you
find these things?
Well,
you know?
Well, I'm not going to tell because then everybody would be knocking on the door and wanting to come in and play ball with you. But, you know, what's interesting is, was there really a time when people did lend each other their combs? Hey, lend me your comb. Really? Anyway, Connie Stevens, super gal, super talent, and she's going to get some super laughs this
weekend. She'll be here next week.
On the show.
This is for Bill Maher, right?
Well, yes.
I love you, Bill Maher.
Well, some people...
Not everybody loves Bill Maher.
No, not everybody
Controversial
does.
Controversial guy.
He is.
Big story in the preview section today.
Oh, and well-deserved because, you know, he's a very funny guy, but he's got his... I'm not quite sure where to put him politically.
Where do you
put him? Well, anyway, he is the... For sure, he is the liberal atheist pot smoker and longtime host of HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a stand-up comedy show at 7:30 Sunday night at the Midland Theater. There are still tickets left. As I said, it's certainly stand-up comedy. He's very effective in one. But let's face it, it'll also be something of a rally, I think, for progressive-minded folks.
Huh.
Although Bill Maher will stick it to President Obama from time to time.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure where to put him. I mean, some people think he's a libertarian, a liberal. Nobody thinks he's a conservative. But
no.
I guess he's entitled to take his shots at the president since didn't he famously contribute $1 million to Obama's reelection campaign?
I did not know that either.
Yeah. So I guess if you do that, you can
do whatever you want.
Do it with at least $1 million worth of whatever you want.
All right. What do we have going on here? Very slow, very meditative, contemplative music.
Absolutely.
Was it contemplative or?
I think it's tomato or tomato.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think you pick one, I'll pick the other. It's Slow Art Day on Saturday from 10 to noon
Not the Nelson Atkins.
And probably anywhere you can walk into an art gallery with a few friends. Now,
what is Slow Art Day?
Well, Slow Art Day is something
art's
that,
always slow.
That is tranquil. What?
It's slow to produce it. It's just you don't produce it quickly.
All right, good recovery there.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
Well, it could be. What we're talking about, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
It's my show.
That's right, he said. Slow Art Day. You take time to look at works of art and you talk about them over lunch.
It takes
a while to create art, and it takes even longer, a lifetime, to appreciate it. So this goes on all over the world, one day a year. That day is Saturday.
Slow art.
200, 300 museums around the world. You could walk in anywhere where there's pictures hanging and do this, right? But the idea, the suggested way for people to participate is to go in, you look at 5 works of art for 10 minutes each, and then you meet together over lunch and chat about your experience. Now, they do have the beautiful, lovely, tasty Roselle Court
yes,
there
they do.
At the Nelson.
I'm a big fan.
It's free to get into the museum. It's free to look at the art slow. You got to pay a few bucks for the lunch, but it's well worth it.
Okay. All of Brian's picks are up on our website, kcur.org. And what do we have here?
It sounds like a polka.
Yes, it does. Reminds me of Wisconsin and going to school back in the day. You go to those little towns in southern Wisconsin on a Friday night, and you'd hear this music.
Oh, you would.
Loved it.
And you were happy to hear it and probably hoist a few in the process.
Yes, you would.
It's the WYCO, W-Y-C-O for Wyandotte County. It's the WYCO Ethnic Festival. Say it with me.
WYCO Ethnic Festival, traditional Polish folk dance tune.
Oh, this is, yes. But, I mean, you'll get a super diversity of ethnic music and food from around the world from 10:30 in the morning till 5 at night.
That sounds good.
Or the early evening on Saturday. This takes place at the Field House at Kansas City, Kansas Community College. And, I mean, everything from West African food and music to they'll have a little children's corner as well. But, I mean, you know, whether it's Italian fare and music or whatever it might be, 50 organizations, countries, and ethnicities. Get your little passport punched when you go in, and then you turn it in for a door prize. It's a free and festive time for everyone and anyone.
Sounds good.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Now, here's a concept. I've never heard of this before, and you found it. And it is what?
Well,
I've never heard of this before.
To be fair, it was actually suggested to me by one of the more than capable folks who come in here every day to the station.
Okay.
They said, Brian, why don't you talk about the, wait for it, adults-only Easter egg hunt.
Adults only.
Which, you know, on the face of it, sounds wrong on some level.
Yeah, it does.
But it's not wrong.
But
it's right.
I'm intrigued, though. I'm intrigued.
You know, if you're, like, over the age of 12, let's say you're 40 or 30 or 60 or whatever you might be, and you've had it with the kids on Easter.
Yeah.
Let's say you want to go hunt for some Easter eggs.
Yes.
Well, you go to the adults-only Easter egg hunt, no kids, from 1 to 3 Saturday at the Jowler Creek Winery. Now, do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes.
That's right. So not only...
What's in the eggs? What are they handing out?
There will be some candy, but which would pair perfectly with the wines there. But they'll find little things in there that'll get them free glasses of wine and corkscrews and other great wine-related prizes and what sort of sounds like a promotional opportunity for the winery. But it's all happening a Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Jowler Creek Winery, and, you know, it's Easter, so let's celebrate.
And that's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Thanks, buddy. Always good to have you here.
It's always good to be here. Thank you.